Good afternoon. You are listening to your Coast Community Radio Station, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, and streaming live on the web at kmun.org. I'm Bonnie Lively. I'll be your host on this Memorial Day. We are preempting our regular program on the media to bring you a special broadcast of the North Coast Chorale performance of Gabriel Fauré's Requiem. I am a proud member of this organization, which is directed by Dr. Vincent Jones Centano. We will also hear interviews with members of the organization, attendees, and volunteers of the Charlene Larson Performing Arts Center, in addition to very talented soloists, soprano Brandy Larson, alto Jackie Mullerup, baritone Dee Guidi, and violinist Jude Matalich Hall. This program was produced and recorded by KMUN. We hope you enjoy this special presentation.
We are the champions. I'm Viridian Haugen, KMUN producer for this special program. I'm at the Charlene Larson Center for the Performing Arts in Astoria, Oregon, attending the North Coast Chorale's presentation of Fauré's Requiem. I've had the chance to speak with some people involved with the show.
Hey, thanks for talking with KMUN. What's your name and how are you involved in all this?
I am Sean Rogers, and I am a baritone, and I am a board member, and I do video.
Could you describe a baritone?
Well, it's the low end. It's the bottom end of the range. So we have two. We have baritone one and two, or bass one. And they are the two lowest voices. And you heard our solo baritone. He's a very low baritone, and very
indeed
powerful voice. And it's hard for us normal humans to get down into that range. But we try.
So we've heard about baritones and tenors and sopranos. So could you tell me who else is here tonight and a little bit about what goes into this and what brings it all together, especially from the perspective of a board member?
Well, we've got musicians. Mm-hmm. We have our orchestra. We have a harpist, which is a big deal. You just don't get harpists in every show. We have a remarkable set of orchestral musicians, and then we have 55 members of the choir in the four different voices, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. And we practice every week, and toward the concert time it's twice a week, and we put a lot of energy into it. We've been practicing this for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's not paid, obviously. This is an entirely volunteer orchestra. And I think people put their hearts into it. I think they really lean in, as they say. So I think that we had a really good sound tonight, for example. And I think that's because people worked hard and took it seriously and tried to be as professional as possible.
And what do you think listeners would be surprised to learn about a chorale?
How varied the life experience is of the people who sing. You notice that most of these folks are older, you know, on the retired end of the spectrum, and yet they're out here every week and every season just pouring their hearts out and doing, I think, a very good job of trying to behave as professional musicians. I think people would be surprised by how many different, we have physicians, we have nurses, we have retired policemen, we have paramedics, we have, I don't want to lean too far into the medical end, that's just the part I know, but we have educators and we have just a whole lot of really interesting people who are putting a lot of themselves out and who just love the music. And that's one thing I want to point out about this piece in particular and this trend, which all comes from Vincent. Vincent is our director, and he has taken us from pretty amateur to much more semi-pro. And he has done that by patiently encouraging us to do our very best and telling us what that should sound like. He's an educator, and it really shows.
And how do you prepare for these performances? There's practice and there's getting together, but how do you prepare the day of when you know you're going to be on stage later in front of people?
I'm a ham, so it's not a problem for me. I think some people get sweaty about it. You know, I think they are nervous about being out there where people can see them. But I kind of have to rein myself in. So it's not an issue for me. But warming up's important. It's really important to get your voice warm before you try to belt it out. And especially with things like this, where you're really hitting, for me, notes very low in my register. I have to get warm so I can get down there.
Thank you.
If you've just joined us, we have been listening to the North Coast Chorale performance of Gabriel Fauré's Requiem under direction of Dr. Vincent Jones Centeno. I'm your host, Bonnie Lively. This performance was recorded by KMUN on May 16th at the Charlene Larson Performing Arts Center in Astoria, Oregon.
Hello, I'm with KMUN. Can I have a few words for the radio?
Oh my gosh.
I'll just step up here if you don't mind. So one at a time, say your names and your roles in the North Coast Chorale and this performance.
Hi, I'm Len. I play the double bass in the North Coast Chorale Orchestra.
My name is Mike, and I play double bass in the Chorale Orchestra.
Can you explain to listeners how you prepare for a performance like this as the supporting musicians?
It starts with practice. Listening to the music, recordings of it helps a lot. And then once we get together, it's all about making sure you're with the other musicians, working together as a team.
Ditto. Except I depend heavily on recordings off of YouTube. And the rehearsals are actually where, I mean, you get to experience, you know, the conductor and working with the other musicians to kind of come in together and set your levels, you know, the volume and stuff like that. So you got to feel the piece. You can't do that by yourself for the recording.
Is there anything special or particular about being a musician in a chorus or a chorale piece compared to other types of performances?
The thing that sticks out to me is everyone here is very grateful that the musicians are here. The choral, the singers need a lot of support that they're really grateful for when we're here, or they would like the support, and they can listen to us and play off of us, and they're just really grateful that we're here, I think.
Yeah, I've sang in choirs for decades, and having, you know, you do rehearsals with just piano, and when the musicians come out with the actual instruments, it's a different world, and it's really inspiring.
What do you connect with when it comes to this particular program and what it's about? Or what do you appreciate? Or what did you learn from it?
I like the meditative quality of it. Very reflective and quiet. And I think I appreciate that part of it, where there's a lot of space to be present with the music and with yourself, mindful, and enjoy the time that we have together.
What do you think would surprise listeners about this type of show, or what goes behind it, between the performers, the organizers?
I would say people might be surprised to learn that it's just really fun. We have a lot of fun in rehearsals, and we work hard, we focus up, and we work together. But there's also a lot of room for joy and for celebration, enjoying the time we have together. And it's a big social event for a lot of people. That's why they come to rehearsals, is to see everybody and have the sense of community that the chorale and any music group or organization like this would provide. So I think people would be surprised to learn that it's really fun. That's why we do it. That's why we keep coming back, is we have fun.
Yeah, you know, you got an instrument, and you want to play it somewhere, and you want to play it somewhere important, and with people that, you know, are of the same mind. That's where it's at.
Hi, thanks for talking with KMUN. What's your name, and what do you do in all this?
My name is Dinah Urell, and I'm a soprano, a second soprano, and I've also been on the board for like 8 years.
And how would you describe a soprano?
That's a great question. Well, we definitely, sopranos have a good ear. And we naturally are most of the time singing the melody, so that helps a lot. We can't pride ourselves on our good ears too much since it is the melody. But we sometimes think we're the best.
How long have you been singing?
Well, since I was a child. And I actually went to University of Oregon for choral education. And then I went off doing jazz and rock and folk and all kinds of stuff. And when I came back here to my hometown of Astoria, at some point I finally decided, you know, I would go to the North Coast Choral concerts occasionally. And at some point I heard them do a performance at the Liberty, and I thought, and they were doing my favorite, like, modern choral music, like modern classical. So pretty. I just said, I'm going to join. It's time for me to go back to chorale. But I did try, I did escape the academia. Just wanted more freedom in music, because when you're doing classical music, you are an instrument, and your voice is, you're an instrument. It's important. You blend with the person who's you're sitting next to, and that person, and that person, and that person, because a choral voice is one voice. So there's a lot to choral singing. And your pronunciation, the diction, the breathing, everything that makes us one voice. And I will say that, you know, Vincent Centeno Jones is really, especially with this particular piece, because we're just doing this one piece, we've really had the opportunity to concentrate on a lot of the choral technique. And I think that we're sounding quite good.
So I'm here at the Charlene Larson Performing Arts Center with three soloists from today's performance. Can you each say your name and your role in today's program?
I'm Brandy Larson. I'm the soprano soloist.
Deke Guidi, the baritone bass soloist.
I'm Jude Madelich Hall, concertmaster and solo violinist.
And can you share with the listeners what the perspective was from the lyrics and the pieces that you were performing today?
Transcendence.
Yes.
Yes.
Meditation. A beautiful combo of French music, actually, today.
Can you share with the listeners how you prepare for a show like this?
Well, I get the music and I play it. I listen to it a lot from different other orchestras. And it's my job to do the bowings so that we're all phrasing the music correctly. And then I start getting the musicians together and we start playing together. Yeah, it's really some easy little steps, but a lot of work. Chocolate and wine.
No, I wish. I kind of the similar thing to Jude. You get the music, you look over it, you play it a million times, you listen to it, and then you start to get it into your body. You know what it feels like. Well, yeah. My instrument is a little different than Jude's. Right. It's my body, and so it's a lot of, I guess, feeling it out in the beginning, making sure that everything flows correctly, and a lot of repetition. Fine-tuning.
It never gets boring, though. No.
Absolutely. The art of creating and making it more every single time. I don't think Deke and I were talking earlier about how we need another weekend because we've fine-tuned to a certain degree and now you want to take it to the next level. You want it to be even more, especially with putting the instruments together and the choir and it just all comes together and you don't want to let it go.
Yes. Yeah, we actually didn't get to, the orchestra didn't get together with the singers until a week ago? Yeah, you know, so like we're bringing it together separately. And then when we come together, it just, it's amazing. Magic.
There's a wide range of performers for this program. How many people were on the stage today?
Well, there's 13 in the orchestra.
I think there was close to 60.
Yeah.
60, 55, 60 people for sure at a conservative estimate.
And I saw familiar faces and a wide dynamic range of age.
Yes.
I recognize these folks from our community, lots of different professions going on.
Yes.
It takes a lot of work to get it all together.
Yes. And a Requiem is such a specific piece. It's not a whole bunch of different songs up for a concert or something like that. They're, in some ways, these are tricky because there has to be kind of a through line to the whole thing. And I think Vincent did a really nice job of supplementing all of the other foray music to make it a really... I think there was quite a potpourri of music this afternoon, different kinds of foray, so it was really great.
Words?
I don't mind at all.
Would you state your name and your role in the North Coast Chorale?
My name is Berenice Jones Centeno, and my role is I'm the part-time executive director for the Larson Center, and the Chorale is one of our partner groups.
And how would you describe today's program?
It is a beautiful work, and I'm really thrilled that the Chorale has step to the occasion of presenting an incredible masterwork by Gabriel Fauré. It is one of the most beautiful pieces. It's typically only done by professional ensembles and, you know, college choirs and university or ensembles and stuff like that. And this time, it's our community that's coming together with some professionals added in. It's just a lovely opportunity for our community also to get a chance to hear such a beautiful masterwork.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for talking with KMUN. What's your name and how are you involved in all this?
Tom Freeman, and I help with the risers. We take them, set them up, and take them down. And really, that's about the extent of what I can really share, other than I'm a follower. I love them all. They're great. I have had nothing but blessings in the 7-8 years that I've been coming and listening to my friend Lois Willis that sings down there. And hallelujah.
And for the listeners out there, the risers are platforms where the chorale members sit and stand upon.
Yes.
Attendees,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And do you help with the risers at the PAC often?
Pretty much every time that they need to be set up and taken down, yes.
And
yes.
You're a volunteer?
Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely. Hey, yes, I am a volunteer, but look what I get to volunteer for. Just beautiful music. Yes, yes.
Hi, I'm Bob Goldberg, and I'm here ushering. I normally sing in the chorale, but not this term, so I'm here enjoying it, and I don't have to participate. I just show up early, help people in, and enjoy all the hard work that they did. I've sung this before with them, so it was beautiful.
Hi, can I get a quick interview?
Do I have to give my real name?
What's your name and what's your relationship to the North Coast Chorale and the Charlene Larson Center?
My name is Carol Newman. I was a member of the chorale for 3 years, but not for a while. And I am on the board of the Charlene Larson Center for the Performing Arts, representing KMUN Radio and at large.
What sort of challenges is the board facing right now for the center, or what kind of recent wins can you share?
Well, the biggest win is when the audience attends and fills the space. That's the best thing that can happen. What's great is that a lot of acts have been coming, keeping the place alive. And the beauty of this space, it's got incredible history. This community has been doing, I've danced on that stage, I've given talks on that stage, I've brought Holocaust survivors to speak on that stage, we've had symposia come in here, we've had choral music and all, just everything. And then it kind of started to go dark because the college pulled out and didn't. So it's very exciting these last few years having all these individual groups be part of this place, whether they use it just for rehearsing or rehearsing and performing and taking care of this sweet old lady of the building. As we have so many in Astoria, they need constant care, constant, whether it's the windows, or the rain, or whatever, the plumbing, anything. So community support and involvement and volunteerism is what it's all about.
And if people are interested in getting involved, how can they do that?
Well, people can go to Partners for the PAC or Charlene Larson Center and look it up online and check out. There's also a phone number there, and Barinas, our fearless leader, will be glad to sign you up to volunteer.
We hope you enjoyed the special North Coast Chorale performance of Fauré's Requiem, directed by Dr. Vincent Jones Centeno on this Memorial Day weekend. We will return to our regularly scheduled programming of On the Media next week. Stay tuned for This Is How I Feel with Andy Beard.